Welcome to Listen with Nant Nissen. Now, tonight we're talking about a couple of things that I happen to be speaking in a group about today. There's a wonderful challenge going on. There's a lot of challenges going on in the world right now, and I'm speaking about health challenges, fitness challenges that people get involved in. And these are designed to help discipline and accountability and community. And they're really, really amazing. They are fantastic. Something that really needs to be addressed, though, is on the health side of these challenges. So if someone says you need to drink this much water a day, everyone, every day, that's not a good idea. Any health aspect has to do no harm, and any health aspect has to be individualized for each person. It's very, very crucial that we understand what our body needs and wants and when. It's absolutely essential that we learn these skills of how to understand and listen to our body. So it really does depend. If you're building a habit of drinking more water because you don't drink any, great, build that habit. But don't go from 0 to 5 or 6 liters. Make sure that you're building slowly. We don't want to be sculling water all day. It does affect our electrolytes. It does affect the digestive system and can affect the absorption of food if you're just sculling water all day. It can affect your digestive system, especially if you've already got digestive challenges. And we want to be making sure that the amount of water we're drinking is right for us. What are the seasons at the moment? Is it cold or hot? How much do you sweat? How much movement are you doing? How much muscle mass do you have? It's so crucial that we understand what is right for us. So yes, build the habit of drinking more water, but don't just go from not drinking much to all of a sudden, I'm drinking this many liters no matter what. We've got to be able to learn to listen to our body and understand what our body's telling us. Also really important, obviously, how much coffee do I drink a day? How much tea do I drink a day? These are all things that are absolutely crucial to knowing what is right for us. Another thing is one of these programs put on 2 workouts a day. Now, the goal of health, another goal other than to do no harm, is to actually reduce inflammation, reduce stress. Now, at the moment, obviously, a lot of people have got a lot more stress than usual. If you're going from no movement or very little to 2 hard exercise sessions a day, that's not going to give you the results you want. That's going to increase your inflammation. It's not going to give you the results you want. You possibly could get injured. You might get a little bit sick. You're going to lower your immune system and increase inflammation. Now, we know that inflammation is at the root cause of every single illness. So we want to reduce inflammation. Overloading our body with exercise all of a sudden, not allowing our body to adapt to that and to recover, is really, really silly. So again, building the habit of moving twice a day, great habit, do that. Make sure that one of those movements is stretching, flexibility, a gentle walk, yoga, tai chi, qigong, anything that moves your body in really, really gentle ways, supports other parts of your body, such as flexibility, different movements, breathing, and supports recovery. So if you've done a really hard session, definitely move later on in the day or move again in the day. But you don't need to do a really, really hard session. You don't need to do 2 really hard sessions every day just because. You can build the habit and discipline of creating those two movement sessions without pushing yourself beyond what your body is currently capable. It's really important to not go from 0 to 100 immediately. It's really important to step it up slowly and allow your body to adapt. Remember that the results with movement actually happen in recovery. We create the stimulus with movement and we get the results in the recovery phase. So we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can during the recovery phase. And flexibility, stretching, breathing, yoga, tai chi, qigong, they're incredible recovery helpers. They're incredible recovery movements. And they will definitely help with any kind of full-on, hardcore weights, cardio training that you do perhaps earlier in the day. So please make sure that if you're doing one of these programs, you actually focus on the discipline of developing the habits, which is why these awesome programs are around. You don't necessarily have to focus on every minute detail that might not suit you at the moment. If you're an athlete and you're used to training a lot, then two sessions a day that are reasonably hard will be fine for you. But we've also got to look at your health. What's your health status at the moment? What's your lifestyle like at the moment? What's your recovery at the moment? What's happening with your eating and your sleep at the moment? These are all contributors to your recovery, your results, and what you should be doing during the day, during your training. So please make sure that you adapt it to your needs at the moment. You can build on that. You can create these habits and get better with these habits, develop with these habits as time goes on. What is important with these programs is the discipline and accountability, the building of new habits, the community that is an awesome part of it. What's important is to take into consideration your own health needs, what is right for you at this time, and the ability to listen to your body, what it needs, what it wants, and when. Thanks so much for being here. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.